You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. You know, Joe, in here at January 6th, when that coup took place, there was a coup by the Communist Party that took place against the legitimate president of the United States and the American people, when the corrupt, completely and totally corrupt Communist Party in Washington, D.C., when they committed this coup, then they had a false flag. They had an insurrection by dirty cops, FBI agents, dirty cops out there. They killed innocent people. They murdered innocent people. You had Ashley Babbitt, an innocent woman who was shot point blank by a dirty cop, a cowardly cop named Byrd, okay? And others were beaten. It was dirty, really dirty, okay? But anyhow, now there was a journalist. There was an actual journalist there, but he was an independent journalist. You know how you go out and you get a story and then you sell it to people? But he wasn't a part of the mainstream collective that the NBC, ABC, CBS, PMS, NBC, those that belong to the Communist, Democratic Communist Party, right? And so, well, we're going to let Tucker Carlson tell this story. So let's take it away there.
Among the many thousands of Americans who came to the Capitol building on January 6, 2021, were an awful lot of journalists, working journalists. And they were there because, among other things, it was a news story in progress. So they went to what we call cover the story. And the overwhelming majority of them worked for various organs of state media, the Associated Press, Reuters, the New York Times, the Washington Post, NBC News, and their job was to bolster whatever the people in charge claim is true. But there were also some independent journalists there that day. One of them was called Steve Baker. He now works for The Blaze. And he was there for the same reason everyone else is there, to watch the protest play out and to cover it. And like so many reporters that day, he eventually moved with the crowd inside the Capitol building, and he did so peacefully to cover the story. We're not guessing about this. He did not show up to break windows or poke anyone with a flagpole. He was there to cover it as a journalist. And we have footage of it, of Baker in the Capitol. We're going to put it up now. You can see he's not rioting or attacking police. He's standing there watching what's happening around him, covering the story. But because Steve Baker wasn't wise enough to get a job with the Washington Post or the New York Times or any other news outlet that works for the Biden administration, the FBI singled him out, not as a reporter, which he is, but as an insurrectionist. And then they charged him with crimes for being there. The charges include disruptive conduct in a restricted building, parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol building. And they meant it. They weren't joking. And by the way, no one defended Steve Baker, none of the free press organizations that exist to defend working journalists stood up for him or said a word when Baker was arrested at the FBI office in Dallas. Here's video of Baker turning himself in. As you can see, he was humiliated. They cuffed him behind his back, not because he posed a threat to anyone, but because they wanted to make the message crystal clear to everyone else. Only regime media will be treated as legitimate. Others will be crushed. Steve Baker joins us now to recount his experiences with the so-called justice system. Steve Baker, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey. Thanks, Tucker, for having me.
Of course. When last we spoke about a year ago, there were hints this was coming. I'll just speak for myself as a middle-aged American man. I didn't really believe that they could arrest a journalist for covering a story. They did ultimately, as we just showed, arrest you. Mm-hmm. Were you as shocked as I was?
Probably not as shocked, because I had been dealing with this for about 2.5 years. I had initially had a threat of prosecution going all the way back to November of 21, when my attorney received a email from an assistant U.S. attorney out of Philadelphia in which she said, your client, meaning me, is going to be arrested or is going to be charged within the week. And so after we did a bit of a media pushback, kind of an offensive against that threat, then we didn't hear from them again for 20 months. Now, after 20 months, I was starting to feel pretty good about it. During that interim time, I actually spoke with you. And then in August of last year, we received a grand jury subpoena. My attorney calls me back, says, all right, we've got a grand jury subpoena for your work, your actual videos that you took on January 6th. We complied yet again, and then we didn't hear from them for another 4 months. Well, during this time, I'm now working for the Blaze, and so I was actually in D.C. As a matter of fact, I was sitting in Representative Thomas Massie's office on December 14th, just this past December, and I get a text from my attorney, which is never a welcome thing, an unsolicited text from your attorney, which he said, I think this is the one, the big one. So I stepped out into the hallway there at the Rayburn Building and called my attorney, and he said, they want you to self-surrender next week in my hometown of Raleigh, North Carolina. So the Blaze went into high gear. We did another media offensive, had millions of views of this story that we were telling about me having to self-surrender, and they backed off yet again. We got another call the next day from the FBI saying that they were going to put that off until sometime after Christmas. Once again, we didn't hear from them for 2 months until 2 weeks ago, we got the notice that I was going to have to self-surrender this time, and this time it was for real. They actually said that it was only going to be for misdemeanor charges, the four basic misdemeanors that all the low-level January 6 offenders get. And because I happen to be working here in Dallas right now, where Blaze is headquarters, we decided to go ahead and do my self-surrender here at the FBI field office. So they didn't raid me. They didn't come out to my hotel or to the Blaze studios. We went down to the FBI field office and submitted myself. The interesting thing, Tucker, is that in the notice from the assistant U.S. attorney to my lead attorney is that they wanted me to show up at the field office, and I quote, wearing shorts, t-shirt, and flip-flops. And I knew what that meant. That meant that they were probably going to change me into the orange jumpsuit and that I would then be leg shackled, because the plan was for the FBI to process me there at the field office, put me in a car, take me downtown to the courthouse where they would hand me over to the U.S. Marshals, and then I would wait in a cell until I was marched before the magistrate in front of the whole court. And so what ended up taking place is that my attorney negotiated with the two FBI agents in advance of me surrendering. I did not have to get into an orange jumpsuit. I showed up with a jacket, tie, slacks, dress shoes. They made me take off my shoelaces, my belt, and my tie, and then hand my jacket over to my attorney. Then they took me, they allowed me to wear my own shirt, my own trousers. They handcuffed me, fingerprinted me, marched me out to the car, which has been seen on camera, took me to the courthouse, handed me over to the U.S. Marshals, and that's where they put the leg chains, the belt chain, belted my wrist, chained my wrist to my stomach, and then sat me in a jail cell with a meth dealer.
It's hard to believe any of that's real. A couple of questions. One, what's the name of the assistant U.S. attorney who did this?
Alrighty, we are back, and here we have, starting with, where would I go? Mark in Ohio pledges 100. Wanda in Texas pledges 250. Her son Greg in Texas pledges 250. Vicky in Colorado pledges 100. John in Ohio pledges 500. And Amy in Ohio pledges 550. But thank you very, very much, folks. God bless. 888-281-1110. That's credit card line 2. Or 888-677-9673. Again, we really need to continue to hear from you. You know what I'm going to do, Richard? I'm going to put my money where my mouth is one more time, you know, this week. It's because I already pledged 1,000, but I'm going to pledge another 1,000. I'm going to pledge one more 1,000, and here. I'm going to ask people to match me. I want to ask, get a match out there. Somebody out there can match my 1,000 tonight. And also somebody can match John in Ohio, his 500. Can we get a match for the 500, a match for the 1,000, or a match for Wanda and her son's 250? Folks, we need some matches. So come on up, give us a call in, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I'll be watching for that match. Amen.
Amen. Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Earlier, I didn't get to do the big story when I was talking about Biden going to the United Nations.
Well, wait a minute. You see, we're not finished with this. Let's get to play the second part of this clip. Go ahead.
Oh, you got more clips.
Adam Dreher out of D.C.
Yeah, Adam Dreher, I hope, becomes famous. It's not a threat, but I think we deserve to know who is doing this. I mean, the state of Texas has more than a million illegal invaders in it right now. There are also an awful lot of murders in the state of Texas, and so this is what they're spending their time doing. I have to ask, did any of the FBI agents, we always hear that, you know, the line agents are good guys, did any of the U.S. Marshals say to you, you know, I'm embarrassed that I'm chaining you to your own stomach on a misdemeanor charge for something that isn't actually a crime? Did anyone betray any acknowledgement that this is like all a farce?
The two agents that processed me did not do that. I have received messages from retired whistleblowing agents all over the country apologizing to me for the behavior of the agency they were once proud of. I will tell you that while they were patting me down and going through the process, I did chat with them and I asked them point blank. I said, so how often do you do this to misdemeanor defendants? The first time there was a little bit of mumbling. And then I kind of reiterated, I said, is it normal, or do you and process misdemeanor defendants on a regular basis as they're patting me down? They were dead silent. And of course, that's because we know the answer, Tucker.
Yeah. How about speak up, son, I pay your salary. Like, how dare you treat me this way as an American citizen? Seriously. Yeah. They didn't answer your question.
Yeah. In the 100-year history of that agency, 100-plus-year history of that, they never processed misdemeanor defendants of any kind, particularly nonviolent misdemeanor defendants. That's not what they do. I mean, every single FBI agent will tell you that when they joined the agency, they were told that they were on this planet and in this country to go after the whales, not the tiny little minnows.
But why don't they like quit? Me. That's what I don't understand. I mean, I've always respected law enforcement on principle and FBI agents, I guess, on principle. But if you're participating in a system that's just political tyranny, which is what it is, there's nothing justice related about any of this. It's Joe Biden putting his critics behind bars. How can you live with yourself? Like, isn't at a certain point it their responsibility too?
I've been analyzing that. The answer to that question for quite some time now. And the only answer I have is that we're now into a generation of special agents and even special agents in charge that came in after the Patriot Act, that came in during the Obama administration, that came in after the politicization was overwhelming at the top in the leadership. And in fact, now in most of the field offices, those in charge are political operatives by and large, Tucker. And so that's the answer. Now, we'll tell you this. When I got to the courthouse, one of the U.S. Marshals processing me down there, he actually looked at my paperwork and he said point blank.
Yeah, well, and he's right. That's right. And good for him.
Yeah. And I said, and then he said, and I will tell you what else is, he said, we process a lot of these. He said, you guys, you know, you J6ers. And he said, I think that, former President Trump should be paying for every one of your legal fees.
Well, I agree with that too. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
And I think it's, yeah, I strongly agree with that. So yeah, I mean, I think you should be afraid to behave like this if you're an FBI agent. I think you should be afraid of it. You can't act like that toward your fellow citizens, and you can't be the instrument of political tyranny and get away with it. Mm-hmm. So did anyone, is there anyone to appeal to? So you work with Glenn Beck, who is really taken up, and good for him. He's a good man. Your cause.
Yeah.
But did anyone with official power step in to try and help you?
No one with official power. I mean, we've had quite a few people speak out on my behalf. We've had some congressmen speak out on my behalf. We've had current presidential nominee apparent, as well as those couple of others that were running, Ramaswamy, DeSantis. And then in addition to that, we've had a host of other friendly media. But as you can probably surmise, and as you obviously stated earlier, nobody from the mainstream media has come forward yet and said, hey, you know, we probably better stick up for this guy, even though he's not necessarily one of us, because pendulum swing.
No. Right.
And more importantly, Tucker, whether the pendulum swings or not, if it continues to swing far into the tyrannical left, they purge themselves eventually. If you've read a history book, they will take out the factions of the factions first.
Yes. Well, but such a thing as principle exists. I mean, some things are just wrong because they're wrong. Racial discrimination,
right.
Putting people in prison because you don't like their political views. These are just wrong. It doesn't matter who they're happening to. They're just wrong on their own terms. Did part of you think, well, maybe I just won't participate? You know, I've spent my whole life in this country, paid taxes, believed in the system. This is not justice. This is not the justice system. This is a tool of political repression. And maybe you just say, come and get me. I'm not playing along.
Well, for 2.5 years. Yeah, for 2.5 years, I didn't have to set my alarm clock, because every morning at 6 o'clock, I would wake up, because I've been following these cases. I've been following these trials. I've followed hundreds of these cases. There's over 1,350 of these arrests so far, all manner of defendants for January 6th. Most of them, of course, are nonviolent. And I've been following these cases, and believe it or not, many, I mean, far, far too many to even recount, of the simple misdemeanor defendants, including other independent journalists, have been SWAT raided at their home. Some of them have been imprisoned and did nothing more than walk around in the Capitol with a big camera rig, no parading, no picketing, no chanting USA, USA, or anything else of the nature. And they did their job professionally. And when they got back home, they were SWAT raided by 20 agents with the red dots on their chest and on their wife and on their children, and then hauled off, convicted, sent to prison for months.
All right, there you go. And, you know, here's the interesting thing. This is the type of thing that used to happen in Russia. You know, we don't hear about that anymore in Russia, because they're not quite doing that anymore, well, to some extent. But this is more like North Korea or China. What is happening out there today? We have a hardcore communist traitor in the White House, and that's just a fact. And what they're doing today, they're arresting journalists. This is unbelievable. This is what they do in third world countries too. All right, Pastor Hal, donate or pledges 100. Thank you, Pastor Hal. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. We have approximately 40 minutes left tonight. Folks, go ahead, Joe.
The story, going back, when I mentioned how Biden's going to the United Nations and trying to get rid of Netanyahu in Israel, a group went out and did a large poll of the Palestinian people. And the results were amazing. The Gazans' support continued for Hamas control over the Gaza Strip has increased greatly, and it said support for the return of Hamas reaches 63%, and Palestinian support for Hamas's performance during the course of the war remained stable at 70%. When asked as who is most likely to rule Gaza Strip when the war ends, 59% in total said Hamas. So the Palestinian people, by a huge majority, 60-70%, are backing Hamas, and yet Biden and Blinken and all of the liberals, what? want to force Israel to have a two-state solution. And, of course, they continue that, Gaza was, the controlled, they forget to mention in 2005, Gaza was turned over by the Israelis to be by its own self-rule. And since 2005, Gaza has been self-rule. And what did they do with all the billions of dollars that came in to help them? They built tunnels, they stockpiled rockets, they built armies, they supplied their men with modern weapons, and then they went to war. And so here the Palestinian people, this is the government they want, they choose. So if there's a two-state solution, we already know from the Palestinian people, Hamas will rule Gaza.
Well, here you go, from the Gateway Pundit. The Palestinian Security Forces here. Biden White House is funding the Palestinian Security Forces, their army.
Yeah, he's been training them.
It's funded by the U.S. and Russia in 1993. They have been funded and trained by the U.S. on and off ever since. Now, the Biden White House wants to boost the Palestinian Security Forces through the U.S. Department of through the U.S. State Department. Allegedly, this will contribute to regional stability, as the Palestinian Security Forces could coordinate with the Israeli Defense Forces. Furthermore, there is some discussion of deploying the Palestinian Defense Forces into the Gaza to maintain order. This is unbelievable, okay? Providing weapons, money, and training to the same authority that birthed Hamas and the PLO, what could possibly go wrong, huh, Joe?
Exactly. We've been telling people this for years, that bringing this truth up, that's why I wanted to get those stories in tonight on Pledge Week. The stuff we've been telling you, the lies that our government tells, the things that our government does. Here we're supposed to be a nation that represents what? Freedom.
It's not our government, it's the government. It's the not government of the people, for the people, by the people. It's government oppressing the people.
We're in the middle of a communist revolution, and right now the revolution is ahead of the American people.
Absolutely. Report, Biden administration grants Iran billions in new sanctions relief. That's right.
Another
the Biden regime
billion, right?
is reportedly unfreezing billions in new sanction relief for Iran so that they can continue to support Hamas, folks.
And the Houthis that are now expanding their war into the next sea and firing rockets right into Israel.
I wouldn't doubt that Biden's probably selling, rockets to the Houthis.
Well, he's supplying the money to Iran to give the Houthis the rockets. I know that much for sure.
There you go. The Obama regime was known for having a curious determination to empower Iran. And given that Biden regime employs many of the same people, one can't help but wonder if it's just a continuation of the same disastrous, wrong-headed policy. There you go.
Did you hear, heard of a general named General Blaine Holt? He's a retired U.S. Air Force general.
Oh, yeah. He's recently came out talking about just what is heading our way, but go ahead.
He said, the evidence of betrayal, Joe Biden's leadership, evidence of betrayal is undeniable. It is not statistically possible for an administration to make 100% of its decisions counter to U.S. interests without some factor at play. And he is coming out strong, talking about, Joe Biden is really a traitor to the country. He's talking about in every area, the Chinese, all the deals are favorable to China. They're favorable to all our enemies, to Iran. Every time you look at something, whatever Joe Biden's done is favorable to the enemies of America. So you have one of the top generals who is, I think he represented NATO And now he's co-founder of Restore Liberty, a nonprofit group. But he's one of those now speaking up, telling us the danger we're in. We have a traitor in the Oval Office.
All right. Yeah. But, well, obviously, we really have one. I mean, this, again, in our country, it's been...
Or you're not supposed to say things like that, though.
It's been seized. And, well, we have a traitor in the mainstream media, too. Again, you know, to us, you know, lying is wrong. Lying is sin.
Yeah.
In fact, but to them, it's a necessity. They don't use the word lying. They call it what? What do they use it?
A lot of euphemisms. I'm trying to think right now.
Now think about that. It's always, they say, the narrative. It's the narrative. So that's what they refer to lying as, is their narrative.
Right.
Okay. Announcement, celebrate life with Right to Life of Northeast Ohio and Brian Kemper on April 13th. Tickets are going fast, so get yours while you can. Call 234-334-0088 or go to the Right to Life. Well, let me see. Right. Boy, this is that is something. RTIOFNEO.com. Let me give you the Right to Life info. I guess that is.
Yeah.
That's RTIOFNEO.com. And under the events tab, register. Deadline is March 29th, so save your seat. Let me give you that phone number again, folks. 234-334-0088. And that's the Celebrate Life with Right to Life of Northeast Ohio and Brian Kemper. All righty. We want to go. We want to say Karen from Illinois just placed 30. Thank you, Karen from Illinois. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, Blanche in New York just placed 400. Thank you, Blanche. Thank you, Blanche in New York. All right, folks. Again, Joe, spy cranes investigation finds communication devices secretly implanted in Chinese-made cargo cranes used across the U.S. ports. They probably had the help of the FBI to put them in there, you know.
The help of the Biden administration somewhere. Yeah.
Yep. Concerns about possible espionage activity have been raised by the discovery of
We did a story on that almost a year and a half ago.
Yep. Of dubious communication devices implanted in cargo cranes manufactured in China that are often used in ports in the United States. The inquiry, as reported by the Wall Street Journal, reveals that certain cranes produced by state-owned Chinese companies, Shanghai Zhenhua Heavy Industries, or ZPMC, are equipped with cellular modems that serve as a back door for remote access. These modems, discovered by congressional investigation, do not appear to support the standard operations of the equivalent. Related Chinese nationals being led into the U.S. via Biden pathetic open borders policy, raising new fears of espionage. There you go.
I'm just amazed because, folks, that is something that we talked about. They were worried about that. It was at least a year and a half ago. I remember talking about it, thinking, well, duh, you know, it's counting the cargo, where it's coming from, where it's going to, what's in the, you know, the manifest, what's supposed to be in the cargo, all kinds of information that, you know, especially if they ship out military equipment, weapons, things like that to different places. And now all of a sudden it's somebody in government investigated, you know, it's, oh, I just cringe.
All right, we have
how far behind the world is in knowledge of what's going on.
We have 30 minutes left, folks. Just 30 minutes tonight, and then less than 2 hours tomorrow. So the numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We'll be back right after this. A little girl lay dying. She was only 8 years old. She said, I want to see the preacher. So they left them alone. Will you make me a promise? She said as he walked in. He said, tell me what I can do. She said this to him. Said, I know I'm dying, but that's not why I'm sad. I know I'll go to heaven, but what about my dad? I told them about Jesus, but I could not make them see. So when they come to my funeral, would you do this for me?
Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell Mom and Dad about heaven above, how that they can see me there. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done for them. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
She said they dropped me off at Sunday school, and I'm so glad they did. But how great it would have to be in a church service with them. She said, promise me you'll tell them. As she faded off to sleep, he said, sweetheart, don't worry. That's a promise that I'll keep.
The pain that he had to bear. Tell Mom and Dad about heaven above. Tell them they can see me there. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done for them. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus. That's what you have to do. All right. You know, we have Pastor Hal. He is going to absolutely amaze us with stunning dialogue. You're up, Pastor Hal.
Okay. Do you want me to say this, the invitation right now?
No, not yet. You got
okay.
You've
it
got
was it. Stunning dialogue right now, Hal.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, right now, Joe Biden, as everybody knows, is like a demon-possessed person that's trying to destroy America, take lives. kill babies, help bring drugs into the country. And boy, when he stands before God, I'd hate to be in his shoes, but America needs to repent. If America would repent of its sins and turn to Jesus Christ, God would get rid of the evil people that are running this country and destroying everybody. Same with Israel. If Israel would get rid of their sins, turn to Jesus Christ and receive him as their Messiah, then he'd help them. He says that over and over in the Old Testament. You know, if people would repent and turn to him and call on him and everything, then he can move and save them from their enemies. But our enemies want us to be immoral, because as long as we're immoral, then, you know, God's not going to help us. As long as we refuse to repent and we live in sin, then, you know, we're exactly where our enemies want us to be. And that's one message I just want to get out to the people in America tonight. You know, turn to Jesus Christ, repent of your sins as individuals and as a nation, and call on him to help us, and he will, both us and Israel.
Well, you know, here's what people don't understand out there. Even the Communist Party, even they're complaining about the economy. Even they're complaining about, you know, the same things that what Biden has done to the rest of us. But, you know, here they don't quite understand. The Bible says when the righteous are in authority, when the righteous, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn. And the people are mourning. What does that tell you? The wicked are in authority.
Right. Never been more wicked either.
No, it's never been. This is why 2 Timothy chapter 3, I did that program today for the Fire, the TV series. Of course, that was one of the things we talked about in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And all of those things there, there's always been parts of that, those attributes, those, well, sins, if you want, in society. But there has never been the combination of all of those at one time like there is today. This is the only time in history where you've had that. And it's an interesting thing, because he tells you, you know, in the other places in Scripture it says in later days or the end times, but here it says in the last days, two places here and in Peter. And it's very specific. He's talking about the last part of the sixth dispensation period. And all of those things, this is the first time in history. I mean, look, if we go back to even when we were young, back in the 50s, we didn't have this. We didn't have it back then, okay? So we're the first generation to see this happening the way it is. So,
we need to look at also that United States, as it is, may not last forever, and if God doesn't return, United States may not last anyway.
Well, it's under attack. It's imploding right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, I just read Richard Wurmbrand's book again, Tortured for Christ, and it talks about all the things that were going on in these communist countries, and we're seeing these things happening today in our country.
But even to a greater degree.
Yes.
Even Putin has said, you know, if you want to see communism, look at America.
Yeah, exactly.
And so there you go, folks. Joe from New York pledges $200. And Mark from Ohio pledges $300. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Joe. All right, again, 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line. Or 888-677-9673. Joe, you're talking about the, you know, it's gotten so bad how they reward wickedness, evil out there today. Planet Fitness now. Planet Fitness values plummet from 400 million after transgender turmoil. Here now, Planet Fitness critics are saying, go woke, go broke, calling on the top fitness chain to receive the Bud Light treatment. And that's what we're doing here. We're asking you, if you go there, don't go to them, because, and here's the reason why, the chain saw a $400 million dive in valuation from $5.3 billion to $4.9 billion just days after revoke an Alaskan woman's membership for snapping photos of a transgender woman who was a biological male shaving in the woman's locker room, according to the Daily Mail. And so here, they threw the woman out, not the queer, whatever.
Not the mentally ill person. They sent the customer out, and a lot of the women rebelled, and they're leaving Planet Fitness, and a lot of people aren't going back.
Yeah.
And hope it go woke, go broke, and I hope people just keep piling on, because the company is determined to maintain its, quote, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And if they keep offending women, you know, they're trying to destroy what a woman is. A woman can be anybody that wants to, you know, claims to be one, you know, put on a wig, a skirt, and I'm a woman, and the women need to get really angry and upset over this.
Well, they
got husbands, boyfriends, brothers, people to join the battle, so we got to get people involved and say, no, we're not going to put up with this kind of garbage.
You know, when we were young, diversity did not include perversity. But now,
no,
when you
it didn't.
Diversity, it's like a dirty word.
You're absolutely right, and again, it's just amazing out there what is happening here today. I'm looking, you know, I'm just looking down the list of things we have. You know, here in San Francisco, where else? San Francisco homeless sex offender returns to the playground after terrorizing locals with a free fentanyl sign. And so they go, and what are they doing? He's down there on the playground with the little children with fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
well,
so
they didn't catch him with fentanyl this time, but he was giving it away free last time he was.
Yeah, well, I know that. But you see, then they removed him, and they let him go. He's back out there now. Yeah. Guess what happens when children take fentanyl? They die.
Yeah. And he's also a child molester, and here he is 25 yards from a swing set in a playground. I thought they weren't allowed to be around children if they were a convicted child offender, sex offender.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Remember, one of Biden's jobs, you know, given to him by the Chinese Communist Party, was to make sure you keep a good flow, a steady flow of children in here to the United States to make them available for the Democratic Party pedophiles. And so, you know, and the ACLU is trying to change the law. They to legalize pedophilia, and they want to stop. They want to change the word from pedophiles
minor attraction. Minor attracted person.
Yeah.
See, that could be either male or female that way. Yeah.
Beverly in New Jersey pledges 1,000. Thank you, Beverly. Thank you.
You got a match. Wow.
Can we find one
match,
person out there? We've got about 17 minutes left to call in tonight. Can we find one person, just one person out there that would match Beverly's 1,000 tonight? That would be great. I did 1,000. Beverly matched me. Now we need someone to match Beverly, or someone to match Blanche in New York for 400, or Mark in Ohio for 3.
And we just need a lot of our listeners out there to send in those smaller donations, and they can send them to WRWL Ministries, the address 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. One more time. You send your donations to WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. We just, if everybody pitches in, you know, many hands lighten the load. And generally, it's only a very small percent of the listeners that donate. So if 5 or 10% of the listeners sent in $10, we wouldn't have to do another pledge, another fundraiser for a long time.
Well, and we need to let the people know, look, we don't make any money doing this, folks.
No.
Not only, you know, do we do this, we volunteer our time. Here's the reason. The cause is a righteous cause. The cause is a righteous cause. If we do nothing else, you know, we are here. God has put us in here to serve him. While we're here, we need to do all that we can. Now, listen, here's a sure thing. If you want to really go for a sure thing, you are obedient, be a doer of the word, not just a hearer only, as the Bible says, deceiving yourself. If you will be a doer of the word, if you will run to the battle and offer up your service to the Lord and the Lord's work, when you leave this world, and you will leave this world, folks, you're going to die. That's going to happen, okay? You will receive rewards far beyond anything that this world has to offer. Now, listen, you've got God's word on that, okay? Now, if you want to know who he is, look around up at starry skies at night, all of that, the universe and all, God created. God keeps his word. He always keeps his word. Listen, I got to tell you this. We work really hard in this ministry. It's not easy. We do. We work very hard. And, you know, you wouldn't believe how many people we help. And again, like I said, if we're doing it, not only do we not receive pay, but we above and beyond, we put our own resources into this ministry because, again, the cause is a righteous cause. And I want to thank all of you folks out there that have helped us over the years. We've gotten many, many stories out. Listen, what is holding back? If it wasn't for you out there, that we are holding back the Antichrist system right now, folks, things are getting worse than that, but right now, until God takes us out of here, we're the only thing holding back hell on earth right now. It's us, and we need your help to continue doing that until the Lord takes us out. And then once the Lord takes us out, well, you know, it's out of our hands then, but until now and then, we're going to do everything we can to be obedient. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Well, Hal, it's that time. Tell the folks how they can stay out of hell, how they can get to heaven.
Okay, how much time do I have?
You got about, I believe, 7 minutes.
Okay, well, just one quick thing. If anybody calls himself a Christian and they're voting Democrat, they need to be ashamed of themselves. Because the Democrats stand for child mutilation and baby murder and everything else like that. And even though you might not be doing it, if you vote for Democrats that stand for that, you're going to stand before God someday as a born-again Christian, and you're going to see rewards you could have had but lost. And you're going to stand there ashamed, as if you're going to be judged as if you did those things yourself if you vote for Democrat, because you're voting for a party that's totally anti-Christ and standing for everything the devil promotes. So, you know, either take a stand, vote, you know, like God wants you to do as far as being Christian, or vote the devil's way. But you can't, you know, just don't call yourself a Christian and tell people you're a Democrat, because the two don't mix. But anyway, this world's going fast into, you know, becoming a cesspool, worse and worse every single day. I believe the rapture is going to happen real soon. That's the good news. But be ready for the rapture. You have to be a born-again Christian. That means you had to receive the payment Jesus Christ paid for you on that cross. In John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." When Jesus Christ died on that cross at Calvary, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done, because we couldn't pay it ourselves. If you could quit sinning right now and never sin again to the day you died, just the sins you've already done would keep you out of heaven. One sin would keep you out of heaven, and we sin every day of our lives through our sin nature and thought, word, or deed. But when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, he comes in, and he takes his blood, and he washes your soul clean, and he gives you eternal life. But before that, you have to repent. John 13:3 says, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." That means being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, being sorry about the fact your sins put Jesus on that cross to save your soul. You go to God and just admit to God you're a sinner, you're sorry about the fact you're a sinner, and you're asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you. And salvation is a free gift. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself, it's the gift of God, Jesus Christ did it all. Right before he died on that cross, he said, it is finished. There's nothing you or I could do to add to that. And it was his blood. Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. It's not the city's water system. It's not your good works. It's not your church membership. You could be a member of every church in town and die and go to hell with all your membership cards. But, you know, you could. The Pope can't wash away your sins. No priest can. No Protestant preacher can. Only Jesus. And so Revelation 3:20 says, for whosoever, well, Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. When you open up the door of your heart to Jesus through prayer, he'll come in and give to you that payment as a free gift that he paid for you on that cross. That way, Jesus gets all the praise in heaven for getting us there. We're not going to walk around patting ourselves on the back saying we was a good person, we did this and that. No, that it don't work that way. We'll be giving Jesus all the praise for getting us there. And now, how do you receive that payment? Okay, Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. To call means to pray. That means if you believe that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and that you pray and ask him to come into your heart and really mean it, he's going to come in and he's going to give you that payment, and it's permanent. Nobody can ever take it away from you. So now God hears me talking to you right now. God knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now, and he'd know if you open up the door of your heart and ask him to come in and be your savior, and the only way to be saved is through Jesus. So if you'd like to do that, let me lead you in a simple prayer of faith right now. But even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God. If you want Jesus to come into your heart, just ask him. Let's pray. Dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I believe that you died on that cross and shed your blood to save me from my sins and give me eternal life. And Lord Jesus, I right here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and save my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you just prayed that and meant it, 1 John 5:13, the Apostle John said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. Now, that word believe on meant not more than just believe about. It meant you received him as your Savior, the name of the Son of God, that you may know, not think it, wish it, or hope for it, but know. How do you know? Because God made you that promise, and God cannot lie. So according to God's promise...
1 minute.
According to God's promise, and if you just went to Jesus, sorry about the fact you're a sinner, and you asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart, that means you have eternal life inside of you right now. He gave you a new nature, he washed away your sins and made you a new creature, and nobody or anything can ever take that from you. Now listen, get yourself a good King James Bible. Read it every day. Pray every day. Find a good Bible-believing church to go to, and ask the pastor what to do to grow in Christ, and start going to that church. Because once you get saved, then God wants you to grow and manifest.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Or Hal.
Hal, you get the Larsons mixed.
Greg in Illinois pledges 100. Okay, we want to say good night. We want to say God bless. And there you go. We started a little premature on that one. Folks, but you do have, right now, you have 7 minutes left to call in and pledge. Now we want to say, how much? Now we want to say, good night. Say good night.
Good night. Good night.
Now say, God bless everybody.
God bless you.
Now always say, always.
Keep fighting.
Get ready. I see you went fast.
Oh.
Fight!
Fight! Fight!
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Lots of channels. Nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.